from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You have a noon tea time, laddies and lassies.
Well, it's a well-known fact, Sonny Jim, that there's a secret society of the five wealthiest people in the world known as the Pentagri.
Danny and Dusty on Open Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tea time at langdonfarms.com.
The Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds. I'm Colonel Sanders.
Danny and Dusty on 1080.
I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken.
The Fan.
Because he puts an addictive chemical in his chicken that makes you crave it fortnightly.
Good afternoon.
Ciao, Belly.
Look at that. That gets me every time. I love it. That great open, Jeff Rust, on Open Championship Week, where they're in Scotland. Is Scotland as a kid, that was a country that was like, I want to go to Scotland. I want to check out Scotland. It is vaulted down my list of countries that I want, as I've gotten older, want to go. Like Braveheart got me all excited.
I mean, the weather's worse there than it is here.
Yeah, I still do want to go there, but I feel like there's other countries that have
crept ahead of it in the rankings.
No, not crept. Jumped ahead, shoved it down, and said no, including Iceland.
Okay, yeah.
Like, Iceland is a country I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I had a buddy who played basketball over there. I heard great things about Reykjavik. I have... Usuk went over there, raved about it. My neighbor, Boring Gary, he just got back from over there. I got other friends that two of my best friends are leaving next week to go to Iceland, and they're doing like the van tour.
Crazy.
And I'm jealous of it. And here I am, Mighty Ducks 2, that stupid movie in the 90s. It made me hate Iceland when I was a kid, yet Braveheart, I was all about. Well, now I want to go to Iceland more than I want to go to Scotland.
Well, apparently Greenland and Iceland both deceivingly named.
Oh, that's what Mighty Ducks 2.
Apparently they're opposites.
That's what Mighty Ducks 2 taught me is Greenland is ice and Iceland is green.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Makes perfect sense.
Other countries that have vaulted up my power rankings that I want to go to, that as like a child, I either didn't know they existed or had no want to go there. Belize.
Okay.
Would love to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to go there. Croatia. heard great things about Croatia.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Belize is nice because at least down there you don't necessarily have the big language barrier too. Because I believe English is also an official language down there.
Is it really?
Yeah, I believe English and Spanish.
Things you never knew. The Dominican Republic. I went there. I've been there, but that was one that, as I got older, really wanted to go there. I would never have wanted to go there. Like I always wanted to go to like Jamaica or if I'm going. If I'm leaving and I'm going into the Caribbean Sea, I did not want to go to the Dominican Republic. Mm. Dominican was fantastic. I loved it there.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to like Jamaica. Hell, I wanted to go to Cuba. Fidel Castro be damned. I wanted to go there.
Yeah.
But no, Dominican was awesome. Loved it. Shove those countries down.
Yeah.
I loved the Dominican Republic. So it's weird how my power rankings have changed over the years.
Yeah.
South Africa. Want to go there. Seems a little dangerous.
Does.
That's okay.
I think I'm good there.
You don't want to go there?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's just weird how everything kind of changes in that regard. I still want to go to Scotland. Never been there.
Mm-hmm.
But, those are the places I'd like to go. And it wasn't very high on the rankings in the first place, you know?
Now it's been shoved down.
Send me to Italy. Send me to Greece. Those have always been far ahead in the power rankings.
Yeah.
Japan, way ahead in the power rankings.
Well, and apparently,
Ireland.
At least in Greece, our dollar will go a little bit further, won't it?
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard. And that was the great thing about the Dominican Republic. It's like 35-1, the exchange rate over there. It was fantastic. You want to get great service? Slip somebody a Lincoln.
Yeah.
A little $5 bill over there.
Whoa.
It's like, hey, all right. I also told the bartender in the Dominican, the rum and Coke is called a Cuba Libre.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's just, you throw a little wedge of lime in there. That's what makes it a Cuba Libre.
Sure. Well, I was asking the bartender to free the Cubans.
Yeah.
I was going Cubana Libre, and he's like, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's free the Cubans. I was like, I'm sitting there like, where's my drink?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And he's like, oh, Cuba Libre.
Cuba Libre.
And I was like,
yeah,
bartender, dumb American, felt really bad. My 3 years of Spanish in high school had really escaped me in that moment. Was not my finest work there, but I felt like we bonded over.
Libre.
We wanted to free the Cubans.
Yeah, why are you asking for a free sandwich?
Yeah, he was all on board. He was like, "Yeah, let's do it." I was like, "I don't understand why I don't have a rum and Coke with a lime in there. I would appreciate that right now, sir."
It's like, if I remember correctly, the only difference between a vodka cranberry and a Cape Cod is the lime wedge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Boy, I've never had a vodka cranberry with the lime wedge. Didn't even know it was called the Cape Cod.
Yep.
Huh.
The things you learn.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Madras.
Mm, yeah, that's my breakfast drink because I'm not a Bloody Mary guy.
Yeah, it's and that's just a vodka cran with a splash OJ.
Yeah.
Well, Madras.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Yeah. I'm assuming not named after Madras, Oregon.
Probably not.
Be a lot bit cooler if it was.
Yeah.
I'd like the Lake Billy Chinook.
That one just tastes like swamp water.
Jeez. Just shots fired at Lake Billy Chinook. Huh? Golly.
I guess at least it's not the Willamette.
What?
That's the one that would really taste like water, I guess. But yeah.
What does that come with? Like a fun-sized Snickers bar floating at the top of it?
Yeah, and a three-eyed fish.
Yeah. All right. There we go. Here's the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. 503-864-6326 is the Vancouver Ford text line. Went to Scotland in 2017. It was such a cool place. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's down on my power rankings, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of kilts still worn around there?
Don't know. Never been.
A lot of dudes roaming around freeballing?
That is liberating right there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like that is something I would...
air out the old undercarriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you better watch out for those, the subway vents. You don't want a Marilyn Monroe that thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody wants to see those twiggin' berries.
Nope.
Yeah. They're like, whoa! Didn't think it was that cold. But it would be, you know, when you go to like the Highland Games. You ever been to the Highland Games? They still got those going on up at like Mount Hood Community College area.
Like the, with the log rolling in the water.
Yeah, where they do like the log toss. What are they?
Saber.
Yep, we're nailing this right now. Just absolutely crushing it. But you go up there and you'll see some folks going a la natural underneath the kilts there. I'm sure. I think that we'd be surprised though on how few people are actually wearing kilts over there.
Caber toss.
Caber. There you go.
C-A-B-E-R.
Yep, that's it. That's the one. That's the one right there. Now we got a lot of places. Yeah, Costa Rica is a place I want to go to as well. Costa Rican jungle is also a cool place. Sitting at a bar and a big frog was hanging out under my seat, just leapt onto my calf. Had no clue when I saw it was just big brown tree frog. Still friends with one of the individuals there. See that? You know what? Making vacation friends.
Yeah.
That's good. That's fun. That's good times.
Absolutely.
That's good times because chances are never going to see those people again.
Nope.
Never going to see that. But you know what? The memories last.
Yep.
The memories will last forever.
Let your freak flag fly.
That's right. Just like you making these opens. You said you were going to let your freak flag fly on those. And you did, my friend. You did. And there's a lot of the places that anytime you go somewhere, you have the best experiences when your expectations are low.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
what I told my wife when we got married.
And look at you, 22 years later.
Right?
Yeah, keep those, stumble over that bar.
Exactly.
Stumble over that bar. Because the one thing that I think a lot of people get caught up in, and it's always good to have like plans and ideas of things you want to do when you go vacation somewhere, because you may miss some of the hidden gems, right?
Yeah.
And having those plans and saying, hey, we want to do this, whatever. But going there and actually talking to people that are either vacationing there or the locals where you get like the lay of the land. One time we went, well, actually in the Dominican, and when my wife and I went to Puerto Vallarta, we just went, we were talking to, you know, some of the bartenders and staff and stuff at the resorts that we were at. And we're like, you know, what should we do that is kind of not what everybody else does. And you got to take those one because you can get into some pretty dicey situations there.
Yes.
We pushed right through that on one of them, though. And they're like, okay. We talked to this guy for a few days who was, you know, a bartender. And then we had another couple say, no, we did it. And it was cool. It was safe. You're good. But this bartender's like, hey, go down to that dude right there. And we're like, that boat? No. No. Oh, that other nice boat? No. The guy in the shady boat that looks like that he's taking bodies out to sea and just dumping them there? That boat? Yeah, that one. That's the one. Go ask that guy to take you to this little cove. We went on like this 15-minute boat ride. And he took us to like this secluded, private, like little beach area where there's probably like five other couples. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome because there's this like small little beach area and then there's just like this little bar just there and you can get cheap drinks, just hang out all day long. And then he's like, you know, I'll come back at like 5. And we were like, if you don't, we're dead.
Yeah, what happens to
sure
us?
Enough, he showed back up and we got that ride back and it was a great day.
There you go.
It was a great day. We just kind of explored, went around there. There's no, it was really cool. You were away from like the packed beaches and all the touristy stuff and you were just kind of chilling with nobody else around. And that was a part where I may have woken up in a bathtub packed in ice and not had a kidney. But I didn't. We came back and everything was okay.
There we go.
The only warning that he gave us is don't get ice at that bar.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yes.
It's not the resort ice.
Right.
It is.
Yeah. You drink beer at those joints.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. So little vacation tips there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still like to go to Scotland. Got a lot of other countries I got to go to first. That's the damnedest thing about like growing up, right?
Uh-huh.
I always envy the people that just like took off when they were young and went, you know, the whole backpacking across Europe or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. That that would have been like my wife went and
took
did
the
that.
Gap year.
Yeah. She went like, I never left. I didn't leave Ashland in the summers. I was stuck down there, you know, in a smelly weight room.
Yeah. I was working at the parts warehouse at GM.
In an immigrant lake. You know, forget the Riviera. I was in Immigrant Lake over there jumping off the cliff in the cove. But I always like envied that idea that you just go across the pond. My wife was a nanny for a family in London for a while. And then she just went and took off and her friend just went all over Europe. And I was like, damn, that would have been great.
Right?
Yeah. Just go and do that while you're young. Because there comes time where you're like, and I always thought this, like, hey, I'll go everywhere I want to go. Time's running out. I'm 40. We got to get to going on this list. I got to be on the move. There's only so many times you can go to Cabo and in Puerto Vallarta. Yeah. Like, let's get on the move here.
Clock is ticking.
That's right. All right, let's get this sports show on. And now you guys are just making me jealous. You guys are all making me jealous on the old places you guys been. Fiji, want to go there. Tahiti, Bora Bora, want to go there.
Yeah.
God.
Be awesome. See, those joints all the way across the Pacific, I can't get in the plane for that long.
Oh, really?
I don't like flying over the water that long.
Ooh, Australia is also one that has been pushed down on my list. Still want to go there?
Everything there kills you.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. And the more you hear about it, they basically, it's just Florida. Just over there.
Like, that's a knife. That's a knife.
Yeah, it's just like filled with a bunch of Florida men with different accents.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy folks.
Crazy folks.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll get over there eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Damn kids. They're a lot of money.
Yeah, they are.
All right, coming up on today's radio program, we've got... an NBA player might get exiled, and it's not Pat Bev, who's going over and playing in Israel, apparently, now. We may have an NBA player who, being left off Team USA, might be the least of his worries at this point. Kirby Smart wants something Dan Lanning has. Dan Lanning's got going for him. We had a great home run derby last night, and the talk of the derby at the beginning was the national anthem, and if you saw it live, you know what we're talking about. We've got follow-ups, though.
Boy.
We've got follow-ups, and boy, has this taken a turn.
Yes.
Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade out of the San Francisco 49ers. Apparently, losing Super Bowls isn't in his cards anymore, so he wants out. And then where we got to start this bad boy off... the Portland Trailblazers pick up a win in Vegas, but the presence is what popped out. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Portland Trail Blazers get in the win column last night, knocking off the Philadelphia 76ers in a summer league tilt. Wasn't the prettiest of basketball games, but I'm here to tell you guys, it is summer league.
Yeah. Yeah, that does not usually equal good basketball.
But 97-95, it was an entertaining game up until the end for the hometown team. And I think the thing that really stood out the most to me was the presence that Donovan Klingon showed in the basketball game. But look, we've gone over this time and time again, and I think that it just bears repeating because you don't want to get too far over your skis, but don't overreact to one singular play game or a series of plays by a guy. Just look at and take growth in the glimpses in a summer league. And what we're seeing from Donovan Klingon is that this young man does have the tools to be successful in the NBA, and we said that yesterday. But last night, I think what we were able to see was some more of those flashes in his game. The comfort level will hopefully continue to grow for Donovan Klingon, because I think at the beginning of that game, it was wildly apparent. The dude's ability to pass is something that we did not give enough credence to, and he was not talked about for his ability to pass the ball. Mm-hmm. As much as he maybe should. And again, you don't want to get too over your skis. It's not like we have Arvydas Sabonis or Nikola Jokic out there.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be accusing him of that. But the guy in his basketball IQ, which was said to be through the roof and something that he really kind of leaned on to be successful while at UConn, that is where all great passers shine, is your basketball IQ is high. It is anticipation and being able to read what a defense is doing. And we saw that really from the opening possessions. From the get-go, he was facilitating in the offense as a big, and especially when you have a team like Portland where, look, summer league, lacking shooters right now, right?
Yeah.
And a bona fide ball handler. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've seen, you know, even last year with Scoot Henderson going through his growing pains during his rookie year. It was having the more guys that you can have that can turn into facilitators in your offense, the better off you're going to be, especially a young team with way Portland is right now. That was a surprising, especially the way that he was able to do it and find guys open, thread the needle on a bunch of passes. That was a pleasant little surprise that we got last night from Donovan Klingon, something that you know that he does have, but to that gravity, I don't think we had quite seen. And that's a big question mark, is what does that look like as you translate from college to the NBA?
Well, and you got to love seeing, yeah, 5 assists coming out of that center position.
And look, his rebounding, his defensive abilities shine throughout the course of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's where he's going to make his money, and that's where the bread's going to be buttered in the NBA. There's still a ways to go, timing, speed-wise, catching up to the game. But last night was a solid step forward for him in that progression that you say, all right, what are the Portland Trail Blazers getting at 7 here? Okay? Mm-hmm. But that presence is something in just being physically 7'2". And being as big as he is, like, you watch him run up and down the floor. And again, when it gets into, you know, the regular season of the NBA, it won't be as pronounced as it is in the summer league. But his physical presence, and then with the basketball IQ and his ability in anticipation, whether it be passing, rebounding, blocking shots on the defensive end, creating deflections, that is something that you love to see from a guy just 2 games into his summer league. He had a cool ass dunk in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I love if the Portland Trailblazers have a center that likes to put ball through rim.
Yeah. Absolutely.
When you are that big, mm-hmm. that dunk in the third quarter, they were just waxing poetic about, you know, the hiring of Chauncey Billups on the broadcast, and then bam! It was that explosiveness getting to the rim. Again, how many times are we going to see that during an 82-game season against other established veterans and pros? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
knows?
It was good to see last night.
Yep.
It was great to see last night. And I will say that when, and I don't know how many people watched the entirety of that summer league game because it's on NBA TV. Home Run Derby was going on for a majority of it. Yeah. The fact of the matter is that when the first run, where that was a tough one in game one, right? He looked gassed. He looked, you know, like the speed of the game was a little bit too quick for him. Game two, things already slowed down a little bit for him. The Blazers built an 8-point lead during his first shift. He goes off the floor, and immediately Philly goes on like a 12-1 run.
Yeah.
Okay? Presence. His presence early was felt. You go to the end of the game. Okay? It is crunch time, and Donovan Klingon ended up making what was the play of the game. Defending the inbound, the size and... again, that basketball IQ, okay,
yeah,
playing a role in this, but mostly his size being a deterrent, causing a 5-second violation and creating that turnover in a one possession game. That it's those little things that you just sit there and you're like, hey, all right.
It's a cliche, but those things that don't show up in the box score.
Well, and it's that's the presence thing that if you have you draft a guy in the top 10, you want a little bit of that. Okay, he makes plays when they matter. Type guy.
Absolutely.
Okay. Again, let's take it all with a grain of salt, all right? But those things, it would be foolish to ignore them. There are things that you sit there and you're finishing at the rim. It was a struggle early again, but it was in over the course of the game. If you look at his box score and his stat line, 4 of 11, okay? 7'2", you're getting a bunch of your shots at the rim. You want to be a little bit more efficient than that, right? 0-for-1 from threes. That pushes him to 0-for-4 in summer league from beyond the arc. Again, it's progression. There's obviously things that, you know, are not going to be polished right now. And on the offensive end, he is not. Okay?
Yeah.
But he had a cool-ass dunk. And he was dishing the ball, and his ability to pass was something that it was a flash and good to see. But On the other things, there were also times like he talked about after game one, right? Timing on those floaters through the lane. And there's going to be the stair step that you move forward with. I thought he did a better job of, you know, not just watching the ball and anticipating where the ball was going to be coming off the rim, but finding guys, boxing out, those little kind of things where the games, when things start slowing down for you, all right, the little things start to add up again. Still some work to be done in those regards.
Yeah.
But I think through two games, if you're out on Donovan Klingon, I don't know what is wrong with you.
Yeah. Well, because if you're starting to see these incremental changes in his game and that he's learning from game one to game two of summer league, that's a good sign that he's picking things up quickly.
Yeah. And then, look, last night was pretty cool to see guys like Justin Minaya, Jackie Tway. The Chinese sharpshooter, they had some bucket getter stretches during that game. Bryce McGowan had quite the fourth quarter. The guy that they just signed to a 2-way deal coming in to summer league. He had 7-point fourth quarter that proved very timely in a 2-point game at the end. Nothing that I'm going to overreact to at all. You know, Ryan Rupert and Chris Murray are both still. You're wanting to see that growth as they kind of move forward, but they're working all with new pieces. TBD, nobody was expecting those guys to come in and be all-stars. You're looking for, can they grow into guys that are serviceable role players and eat up minutes for the Portland Trailblazers this season? That's where you're at with both of those guys, and you want to see growth and development from both of them. Don't go through this whole thing and sit there and say, we're in or out either way on any of these guys, because there truly are three, maybe four, if you want to add Minaya in there, as guys that are going to be contributors to the Portland Trailblazers this season.
Yeah. Well, Minaya was basically, I don't remember, is he still on a 2-way contract or is his all guaranteed now? Anyway, he's an end of the bench kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It,
whereas even with the repair and Murray, you're still looking at like, you know, what, maybe 8, 9, 10?
Boy, and I'll tell you what, there were so many missed shots in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, not just missed, like, I think we had a stretch where there was like 3 or 4 air balls.
Oof.
In a row.
That's rough.
Vegas Summer League.
Yeah.
He's not for the faint of heart.
No.
I mean, you got it's rough.
I mean, it's one thing if you got a bunch of masons out there laying bricks, but yeah, if you're not even drawing rim.
But Donovan Klingon, I think that a solid start through two games. Blazers back at it tonight. They get the Washington Wizards, where they will face off, and he'll have a legitimate test against one of the high-end bigs in this year's draft, against Alex Saar, mm-hmm. in the Washington Wizards tonight. But his start to the game looked far more comfortable in game two as opposed to game one, and then finishing stretch in that fourth quarter. Only 2 points in the fourth, but 4 rebounds. 2 of them offensive rebounds, creating extra opportunities for the team. 2 assists, a block, and then that forced 5-second violation. It was good to see from Donovan Klingon, and then Bryce McGowan with, you know, a 7-point fourth quarter. Blazers win. Man, you saw a little bit of growth from each of the pieces that you are wanting to see that growth from, mm-hmm. whether it is Klingon, Rupaire, Murray, or even Justin Manaya.
Yeah.
Summer League basketball is really tough, though.
Yes.
It's really tough, man. It's really tough. And it's not just Portland either.
No.
It's not just Portland.
League-wide.
Because we will talk about this a little bit later. Bronny James is going through it. He's going through it in his summer league debut. And it's to the point where an NBA star has commented on it. Not publicly, but the public caught it. We have that coming up a little bit. Danny's going to join us live from Vegas. In the 2 o'clock hour as well. As
excellent.
He steps off of the surface of the sun into air conditioning to talk to us on the phone. And we'll get his thoughts on game two and what's coming up game three tonight against the Washington Wizards for your hometown team, the Portland Trailblazers. Huh? How about that?
How about that?
Where we got to go next, though, after months of posturing, the demand has finally been made. Brandon Ayuk wants out. That after Rust with SportsCenter. It's been months of posturing, but Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, has officially requested a trade. The guy who's going to be playing on a fifth-year option this year wants out. And look, this has been a long time coming. Remember, the rumblings started coming out even during the playoffs, and then immediately after the Super Bowl, there was the... it was, gosh, his brother, I believe it was, who posted on Instagram, you know, how's one of your top receivers only get 3 targets in the Super Bowl? And it's been a steady flow from Brandon Ayuk alluding to the fact he wants out. He wants to get paid. He wants his money. And I don't blame anybody for wanting to get paid. And mm-hmm. look, I've been going through this time and time again. I don't understand where the San Francisco 49ers keep finding the money to pay everybody on their roster.
Right.
But the fact that Brock Purdy is on such a team-friendly deal, that obviously helps out. But when you are paying Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, you've paid Fred Werner and Nick Bosa, they've had to make some very tough decisions. The first one was DeForest Buckner, who's gone on to Indianapolis and had an incredible run with the Colts. This year, it was Eric Armstead. Two Ducks who had to find new places to play because of the wealth of talent that they have. And I didn't even mention Trent Williams. They're the best left tackle in football that they are paying as well. No team in the NFL has the problem that the San Francisco 49ers do, which is they draft so damn well
mm-hmm.
that they have to find money to pay everybody. And guess what? Brock Purdy is coming down the pipeline for them because he has played at a level which warrants starting quarterback money in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Now, Brock Purdy also is a guy where you go, you're playing with the most talented skill positions of anybody in the league. You know, you'd be willing to take a little bit of a hometown discount to make sure this puppy can still roll right on down the road. That's going to be a conversation that they're going to have to go through with Purdy himself.
Yeah.
But as it pertains to Brandon Ayuk, I don't know how they do it. And because they have made an offer which they cannot feasibly go over if you want to have the ability to retain Brock Purdy and keep all the pieces that you currently have. And so this is where the tough decisions happen. Are they going to want to lean on Juwan Jennings, third and Juwan? Are you going to lean on their first-round pick in Ricky Pearsall, who, by all accounts, has been impressive throughout the rookie minicamps and throughout their OTAs? This is where teams will have to draw that line in the sand, and it appears that Brandon Ayuk is fed up and saying, I don't want to play at the number that you are going to be willing to offer me, so I want to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. The flirtation with the Washington Commanders has been in your face, whether it is, you know, the call to Jaden Daniels that was, they don't want me here. Whether it is you're watching Washington Commanders cut-ups from their practice and posting them to social media. This is no surprise, and this is no secret that Brandon Ayuk wants out, and Washington and Pittsburgh have been the two places that he's been rumored where he wants to go. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you'd want to go and play from Kyle Shanahan to go and play for Arthur Smith, but to each their own there, if you want to go to Pittsburgh and you want to have Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth, you're still going to have a lot of guys that can also eat on that roster as well. Mm-hmm. Najee Harris in the backfield obviously will get a steady load in Pittsburgh too. But whether it's Washington, where there's familiarity with Jaden Daniels and the front office, remember the general manager from the Washington Commanders formerly worked for the San Francisco 49ers under John Lynch. So there's a lot of familiarity for Ayuk in D.C. because Daniels and Ayuk did play their Daniels' freshman year at Arizona State together.
Yeah.
So when you take those two teams and you say, all right, the NFL don't work like the NBA, where we're going to try to facilitate you to the place you want to go. Uh-uh. It is whatever we get the best value in a trade return from. The return won't be big for San Francisco. We know that.
Yeah.
Right now it is currently the one-year deal, and you're sending a guy out who we know wants to get paid, so you're going to have a team that is saying, hey, look, you know, if we take him on, we're going to have to take a bunch of money, and you're up against it because he don't want to play for you anymore. Right. And it's the worst situation, it's a one-year rental on a guy. So the haul is not going to be big, and NFL trades, the haul is never big. But you look at Washington, Pittsburgh, those are two teams that have been rumored, and that's where Ayuk is preferably wanting to go. There's a bunch of other teams that have reportedly called on him, though, to San Francisco, one of them being the New England Patriots, where just a couple of weeks ago, the Patriots called on him, and they said he's not up, he's not available for trade. There are rumblings that San Francisco is going to hold steady, because guess what? They went through this with Deebo Samuel just last year.
Yep.
Where he requested that trade, and he wanted out as well. They flipped over the couch cushions, found enough change in there to pay Deebo Samuel. I don't see this happening with Brandon Ayuk. Mm. Because Ayuk is a very good wide receiver, and he is. I think the motor that runs that 49ers offense, though, is Deebo Samuel. Mm-hmm. We see how different they operate when he is in the lineup versus when he is out. And this is to say, in a lineup that includes Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, and Brandon Ayuk,
yeah,
Deebo Samuel stirs that drink. I mean, he does.
That's a lot of weapons.
I know. But you think of the way that they use, and Kyle Shanahan uses Deebo. It's in motion. It's in the run game. It is in the passing game. And you legitimately, if you line Deebo up on the outside, you have to have a corner and a safety with eyes on him.
Yeah.
If you line him up in the slot, you have a nickel, a safety, and then a linebacker, and then you send him in motion and all of the eyes that he has to capture when you move him around, which is almost every damn play, that they will shift or motion Deebo Samuel. You're going from one linebacker to the next, as many faces as he crosses, you have to have those eyes on Deebo. Think about, you could take up half the defense in one play with Deebo Samuel. That's why they're turning over the couch cushions to make it work with Deebo.
Yeah.
I don't think
you still have to worry about Kittle and McCaffrey.
And that's why Brandon Ayuk, who is a very good receiver, has eye-popping numbers, though. He has the eye-popping numbers because all of those guys garner so much attention that you get one-on-ones.
Yeah.
In one-on-ones in the NFL, if you are good, you will win. You know where you are going. They do not know where you're going.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you see that's why third and Juwan, Juwan Jennings has best gig in football right now because it is they're paying attention to five other guys. I'm going to be okay.
Yep, exactly.
I'm going to be okay. So this is going to be an interesting one. If you're looking at it where I think Brandon Ayuk lands, I bet it is in a place like Washington. I think they probably do right by him, relationship between front offices, because they've had a working relationship in the past. The freight is not going to be too much. I just don't know if John Lynch is going to be vindictive about it and say, I don't want to move him to a place that he wants to go at mm-hmm. this point. So then you take in, all right, New England has draft capital. They've got cap room where they can re-sign him. Who knows if he wants to be there? If he doesn't, then that's a whole other conversation. They are in desperate need of playmakers and wide receivers, where if he wants to be a number one, get paid like a number one, New England can do that for him.
Absolutely.
Denver is also a place where they need a number one receiver desperately. Is Sean Payton going to pull the strings enough and get George Payton to facilitate a trade to try and get Brandon Ayuk so Bo Nix has got a legitimate NFL receiver that he can lean on? They've got Marvin Mims. They drafted Troy Franklin, who I think Troy Franklin is going to be a very good wide receiver in the NFL. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he does at the top of routes, mm-hmm. but you need that guy, right? Established veteran, especially if you're going to roll Bo Nix out there, or hell, even Zach Wilson, a number one receiver. They have a void there. So Denver probably going to be in play in these conversations as well. And don't rule out the New York Jets either. The New York Jets know that they have a window, and that window is very small. It's finite. So even if it's going to be, and this would be the, if John Lynch has got that, I'm not going to send him where he wants to go, but you can pull a little bit away from New York and you could say, hey, we're going to pair him with Garrett Wilson. We'll pair in Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. How you feel about that? And say they may be in a situation where they give up some mid-round draft capital to get Brandon Ayuk over, even if it's for a one-year rental. And you say, hey, we've got a quarterback who's established. Mm-hmm. We will feed you the ball. Then you can go wherever the hell you want next year, and you can go get paid. But we're going to be in, you'll be in New York City. You're going to be playing in the AFC East. We'll give you a chance. Those are the teams that immediately they pop off for me. Mm-hmm. Washington, Pittsburgh, New England, Denver, and the Jets. Just because some of them are desperate. The other ones are the places he wants to go.
Yeah.
This will be fascinating to see how San Francisco operates. If they're going to do what they've done in the past, they're going to dig their heels in. Then they're going to say, okay, you just sit out of here then.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. We go and make a run for another Super Bowl.
Yeah. Try us.
Try us. Try us. Some of your feedback on the Vancouver Ford text line at 503-864-6326. Next, Danny and Dusty on the Fan. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. We got some feedback coming in on the Brandon Ayuk situation. He has demanded or requested a trade. Same damn thing, right? When did we change it from demanding to requesting?
I mean, I don't know. Is he just asking nicely instead of saying, trade me, damn it?
I think we're going to blame LeBron for this. He is requesting to trade. It just seems like a right thing to do.
Yeah, right.
This text says, what about the Chargers for Ayuk? And that's an interesting one because the Chargers, they currently have $24 million in dead cap based on receivers that they parted ways with this offseason. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams mm-hmm. both accounted for $24 million against dead cap. They could feasibly bring on the Brandon Ayuk, but is that going to be a long-term solution there? Because can you afford with Herbert, Bosa, all the money that you have tied up already, do you have the money to bring in Brandon Ayuk for a long-term deal? Or is Harbaugh a guy who's willing to go with a short-term rental for 1 year until you can fix your receiver issues? Because they desperately need a number one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a fascinating one, and I would love to see it, but I'm not quite sure that they are sold on him to be a number one, because your window is open right now and you'd have to have him be your number one at this point, because right now it's the Ladd McConkey.
Yeah.
who hasn't played LA. A snap. When I bring up a team like the Jets, they have Garrett Wilson that you could pair side by side. Denver is in a desperate situation because you're paying Cortland Sutton. I think he has the second highest salary on the team this year for the Denver Broncos, but nobody believes that he is that guy for Denver. And they need anybody that they can feasibly put in there because you have Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin, Cortland Sutton. Nobody, that's not exciting anybody there.
Yeah.
New England also desperate to just get somebody that Drake May can throw a football to, or Jacoby Brissett, whichever way they want to go, or however long they go with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback in New England. So I don't know if LA is quite there yet, and we'll see kind of how they feel about their receiver room, but Brandon Ayuk would be a decent fit there in LA. You have a quarterback. You will have a system where Greg Roman, he isn't a take a lot of shots over the top guy, because remember, it was Lamar Jackson can't throw the deep ball until Greg Roman left, and they did upgrade the receiver room. But he has worked with a, lack of a better term, depleted receiver room and won a lot of games before. So I don't know how high on their priority list a guy like Brandon Ayuk is, but it would be a great fit, and I'd love to see Herbert and Ayuk together. This text says, Ayuk wants to be paid like a top receiver, and he's just not. And I think what we don't know is what Brandon Ayuk can do when all of the attention isn't on McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have literally no idea. And you have a system with Kyle Shanahan where everything he does is feeding to the strengths of the playmakers in his offense. And so that will be a fascinating development as it kind of goes on, is to see where Brandon Ayuk is outside of the San Francisco bubble, because he has one of the great play callers in all of football on his side with Kyle Shanahan. And he has so many other weapons around him. How much attention was being paid to other guys? He is, again, I believe he is a very good wide receiver. Mm-hmm. You're not paying him like a Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson or any of those guys that are out there, right, though, because those are the bona fide, legit number ones, and we have a known right there. This text says, not like for like, but I see Ayuk going the way of Greg Jennings if he leaves the 49ers. Success based on the system and the talent around him. He could be good two or three anywhere, but it won't amount to his past success. I don't know. I mean, I think he is better than Greg Jennings because he is more explosive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to the point where I'm paying Brandon Ayuk, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson money.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
He's just not there.
You're not that guy. And there's this guy who says Ayuk is a top receiver. He'd be Chargers' number one option. Of course he'd be the Chargers' number one option.
Yeah.
But are the Chargers winning a Super Bowl with him as your number one option being paid like a number one? There is a difference between being the number one option on a team and being paid like a number one wide receiver in the NFL.
Exactly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's been months of posturing, but Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, has officially requested a trade. The guy who's going to be playing on a fifth-year option this year wants out. And look, this has been a long time coming. Remember, the rumblings started coming out even during the playoffs, and then immediately after the Super Bowl, there was the his brother, I believe it was, who posted on Instagram, you know, how's one of your top receivers only get three targets in the Super Bowl? And it's been a steady flow from Brandon Ayuk alluding to the fact he wants out. He wants to get paid. He wants his money. And I don't blame anybody for wanting to get paid. And look, I've been going through this time and time again. I don't understand where the San Francisco 49ers keep finding the money to pay everybody on their roster.
Right.
But the fact that Brock Purdy is on such a team-friendly deal, that obviously helps out. But when you are paying Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, you've paid Fred Werner and Nick Bosa, they've had to make some very tough decisions. The first one was DeForest Buckner, who's gone on to Indianapolis and had an incredible run with the Colts. This year, it was Eric Armstead. Two Ducks who had to find new places to play because of the wealth of talent that they have. And I didn't even mention Trent Williams. They're the best left tackle in football that they are paying as well. No team in the NFL has the problem that the San Francisco 49ers do, which is they draft so damn well that they have to find money to pay everybody. And guess what? Brock Purdy is coming down the pipeline for them because he has played at a level which warrants starting quarterback money in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Now, Brock Purdy also is a guy where you go, you're playing with the most talented skill positions of anybody in the league. You know, you'd be willing to take a little bit of a hometown discount to make sure this puppy can still roll right on down the road. That's going to be a conversation that they're going to have to go through with Purdy himself.
Yeah.
But as it pertains to Brandon Ayuk, I don't know how they do it. And because they have made an offer which they cannot feasibly go over if you want to have the ability to retain Brock Purdy and keep all the pieces that you currently have. And so this is where the tough decisions happen. Are they going to want to lean on Juwan Jennings, third and Juwan? Are you going to lean on their first round pick in Ricky Pearsall, who by all accounts has been impressive throughout the rookie minicamps and throughout their OTAs? This is where teams will have to draw that line in the sand, and it appears that Brandon Ayuk is fed up and saying, I don't want to play at the number that you are going to be willing to offer me, so I want to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
The flirtation with the Washington Commanders has been in your face, whether it is, you know, the call to Jaden Daniels that was, they don't want me here, whether it is you're watching Washington Commanders
cut-ups from their practice and posting them to social media. This is no surprise, and this is no secret that Brandon Ayuk wants out, and Washington and Pittsburgh have been the two places that he's been rumored where he wants to go. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you'd want to go and play from Kyle Shanahan to go and play for Arthur Smith, but to each their own there, if you want to go to Pittsburgh and you want to have Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth, you're still going to have a lot of guys that can also eat on that roster as well. Mm-hmm. Najee Harris in the backfield obviously will get a steady load in Pittsburgh too. But whether it's Washington, where there's familiarity with Jaden Daniels, and the front office, remember the general manager from the Washington Commanders formerly worked for the San Francisco 49ers under John Lynch. So there's a lot of familiarity for Ayuk in D.C. because Daniels and Ayuk did play their freshman year at Arizona State together.
Yeah.
So when you take those two teams and you say, all right, the NFL don't work like the NBA, where we're going to try to facilitate you to the place you want to go. Uh-uh. It is whatever we get the best value in a trade return from. The return won't be big for San Francisco. We know that.
Yeah.
Right now it is currently the one-year deal, and you're sending a guy out who we know wants to get paid, so you're going to have a team that is saying, hey, look, you know, if we take him on, we're going to have to take a bunch of money, and you're up against it because he don't want to play for you anymore. Right. And it's the worst situation, it's a one-year rental on a guy, so the haul is not going to be big. In NFL trades, the haul is never big. But you look at Washington, Pittsburgh, those are two teams that have been rumored, and that's where Ayuk is preferably wanting to go. There's a bunch of other teams that have reportedly called on him, though, to San Francisco, one of them being the New England Patriots, where just a couple of weeks ago, the Patriots called on him, and they said he's not up, he's not available for trade. There are rumblings that San Francisco is going to hold steady, because guess what? They went through this with Deebo Samuel just last year.
Yep.
Where he requested that trade, and he wanted out as well. They flipped over the couch cushions, found enough change in there to pay Deebo Samuel. I don't see this happening with Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. Because Ayuk is a very good wide receiver, and he is. I think the motor that runs that 49ers offense, though, is Deebo Samuel. Mm-hmm. We see how different they operate when he is in the lineup versus when he is out. And this is to say, in a lineup that includes Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, and Brandon Ayuk,
yeah,
Deebo Samuel stirs that drink. I mean, he does.
That's a lot of weapons.
I know. But you think of the way that they use, and Kyle Shanahan uses Deebo. It's in motion. It's in the run game. It is in the passing game. And you legitimately, if you line Deebo up on the outside, you have to have a corner and a safety with eyes on him.
Yeah.
If you line him up in the slot, you have a nickel, a safety, and then a linebacker, and then you send him in motion and all of the eyes that he has to capture when you move him around, which is almost every damn play, that they will shift or motion Deebo Samuel. You're going from one linebacker to the next, as many faces as he crosses, you have to have those eyes on Deebo. Think about it. You could take up half the defense in one play with Deebo Samuel. That's why they're turning over the couch cushions to make it work with Deebo.
Yeah.
I don't think
you still have
to
worry about Kittle and McCaffrey.
And that's why Brandon Ayuk, who is a very good receiver, has eye-popping numbers, though. He has the eye-popping numbers because all of those guys garner so much attention that you get one-on-ones.
Yeah.
In one-on-ones in the NFL, if you are good, you will win. You know where you are going. They do not know where you're going.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you see, that's why third and Juwan Jennings has best gig in football right now, because it is, they're paying attention to five other guys. I'm going to be okay.
Yep, exactly.
I'm going to be okay. So this is going to be an interesting one. If you're looking at it where I think Brandon Ayuk lands, I bet it is in a place like Washington. I think they probably do right by him, relationship between front offices, because they've had a working relationship in the past. The freight is not going to be too much. I just don't know if John Lynch is going to be vindictive about it and say, I don't want to move him to a place that he wants to go at this point. So then you take in, all right, New England has draft capital. They've got cap room where they can re-sign him. Who knows if he wants to be there? If he doesn't, then that's a whole other conversation. they are in desperate need of playmakers and wide receivers, where if he wants to be a number one, get paid like a number one, New England can do that for him.
Absolutely.
Denver is also a place where they need a number one receiver desperately. Is Sean Payton going to pull the strings enough and get George Payton to facilitate a trade to try and get Brandon Ayuk? So Bo Nix has got a legitimate NFL receiver that he can lean on. They've got Marvin Mims. They drafted Troy Franklin, who I think Troy Franklin is going to be a very good wide receiver in the NFL. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he does at the top of routes, but you need that guy, right? Established veteran, especially if you're going to roll Bo Nix out there, or hell, even Zach Wilson, a number one receiver. They have a void there. So Denver probably going to be in play in these conversations as well. And don't rule out the New York Jets either. The New York Jets know that they have a window, and that window is very small. It's finite. So even if it's going to be, and this would be the, if John Lynch has got that, I'm not going to send him where he wants to go, but you can pull a little bit away from New York and you could say, hey, we're going to pair him with Garrett Wilson. We'll pair in Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. How you feel about that? And say they may be in a situation where they give up some mid-round draft capital to get Brandon Ayuk over, even if it's for a one-year rental. And you say, hey, we've got a quarterback who's established. Mm-hmm. We will feed you the ball. Then you can go wherever the hell you want next year, and you can go get paid. But we're going to be in, you'll be in New York City. You're going to be playing in the AFC East. We'll give you a chance. Those are the teams that immediately they pop off for me. Mm-hmm. Washington, Pittsburgh, New England, Denver, and the Jets. Just because some of them are desperate, the other ones are the places he wants to go.
Yeah.
This will be fascinating to see how San Francisco operates. If they're going to do what they've done in the past, they're going to dig their heels in. Then they're going to say, okay, you just sit out of here then.
Mm-hmm.
Or we go and make a run for another Super Bowl.
Yeah. Try us.
Try us. Some of your feedback on the Vancouver Ford text line at 503-864-6326. Next, Danny and Dusty on the Fan. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. We got some feedback coming in on the Brandon Ayuk situation. He has demanded or requested a trade. Same damn thing, right? When did we change it from demanding to requesting?
I mean, I don't know. Is he just asking nicely instead of saying, trade me, damn it?
I think we're going to blame LeBron for this. He is requesting to trade. It just seems like a right thing to do.
Yeah, right.
This text says, what about the Chargers for Ayuk? And that's it. That's an interesting one because the Chargers, they currently have $24 million in dead cap based on receivers that they parted ways with this offseason. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams both accounted for $24 million against dead cap. They could feasibly bring on the Brandon Ayuk, but is that going to be a long-term solution there? Because can you afford with Herbert, Bosa, all the money that you have tied up already, do you have the money to bring in Brandon Ayuk for a long-term deal? Or is Harbaugh a guy who's willing to go with a short-term rental for 1 year until you can fix your receiver issues? Because they desperately need a number one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a fascinating one, and I would love to see it, but I'm not quite sure that they are sold on him to be a number one because your window is open right now, and you'd have to have him be your number one at this point because right now it's the Ladd McConkey.
Yeah,
who
hasn't played
LA.
A snap.
When I bring up a team like the Jets, they have Garrett Wilson that you could pair side by side. Denver is in a desperate situation because you're paying Cortland Sutton. I think he has the second highest salary on the team this year for the Denver Broncos, but nobody believes that he is that guy for Denver. And they need anybody that they can feasibly put in there because you have Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin, Cortland Sutton. Nobody, that's not exciting anybody there.
Yeah.
New England also desperate to just get somebody that Drake May can throw a football to, or Jacoby Brissett, whichever way they want to go, or however long they go with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback in New England. So I don't know if LA is quite there yet, and we'll see kind of how they feel about their receiver room, but Brandon Ayuk would be a decent fit there in LA. You have a quarterback. You will have a system where Greg Roman, he isn't a take a lot of shots over the top guy, because remember, it was Lamar Jackson can't throw the deep ball until Greg Roman left, and they did upgrade the receiver room. But he has worked with lack of a better term, depleted receiver room and won a lot of games before. So I don't know how high on their priority list a guy like Brandon Ayuk is, but it would be a great fit, and I'd love to see Herbert and Ayuk together. This text says, Ayuk wants to be paid like a top receiver, and he's just not. And I think what we don't know is what Brandon Ayuk can do when all of the attention isn't on McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have literally no idea. And you have a system with Kyle Shanahan where everything he does is feeding to the strengths of the playmakers in his offense. And so that will be a fascinating development as it kind of goes on, is to see where Brandon Ayuk is outside of the San Francisco bubble, because he has one of the great play callers in all of football on his side with Kyle Shanahan, and he has so many other weapons around him. How much attention was being paid to other guys? He is, again, I believe he is a very good wide receiver. Mm-hmm. You're not paying him like a Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson or any of those guys that are out there, right, though, because those are the bona fide, legit number ones, and we have a known right there. This text says, not like for like, but I see Ayuk going the way of Greg Jennings if he leaves the 49ers. Success based on the system and the talent around him. He could be good two or three anywhere, but it won't amount to his past success. I don't know. I mean, I think he is better than Greg Jennings because he is more explosive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to the point where I'm paying Brandon Ayuk, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson money.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
He's just not there.
You're not that guy. And there's this guy who says Ayuk is a top receiver. He'd be Chargers' number one option. Of course he'd be the Chargers' number one option.
Yeah.
But are the Chargers winning a Super Bowl with him as your number one option being paid like a number one? There is a difference between being the number one option on a team and being paid like a number one wide receiver in the NFL.
Exactly.
And I think that's where the kind of the line is being drawn there with Brandon Ayuk in my mind. And look, this will be a fascinating test to see kind of where he is in that pantheon, because if he gets his wish and he goes to Washington, he's not going to be in a barren wasteland stuck out on the outside, because I think we all forget that Terry McLaurin is still a Washington Commander, and he also attracts a couple of sets of eyes because mm-hmm. of his speed and his explosiveness. All right, 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. That's how you can be a part of the show. Please send us all the thoughts on the Vancouver Ford text line, or in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1080amthefan, where we are streaming every single day. All right, we'll get back to more of that coming up a little bit later in the show, including a little bit of Kyle Shanahan stuff. Next hour, we have a home run derby brief recap, because our worst day on the web, and it's not particularly close.
Yeah, no.
It was a brutal day, but we have answers. We have follow-ups for the worst day on the web. But where we start hour number two, is this the reason the grass is pretty damn green in Eugene? Next on The Fan. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. We got some feedback coming in on the Brandon Ayuk situation. He has demanded or requested a trade. Same damn thing, right? When did we change it from demanding to requesting?
I mean, I don't know. Is he just asking nicely instead of saying, trade me, damn it?
I think we're going to blame LeBron for this. He is requesting to trade. It just seems like a right thing to do.
Yeah, right.
This text says, what about the Chargers for Ayuk? And that's it. That's an interesting one, because the Chargers, they currently have $24 million in dead cap based on receivers that they parted ways with this offseason. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams both accounted for $24 million against dead cap. They could feasibly bring on the Brandon Ayuk, but is that going to be a long-term solution there? Because can you afford with Herbert, Bosa, all the money that you have tied up already, do you have the money to bring in Brandon Ayuk for a long-term deal? Or is Harbaugh a guy who's willing to go with a short-term rental for 1 year until you can fix your receiver issues? Because they desperately need a number one. Mm-hmm. That would be a fascinating one. And I would love to see it. But I'm not quite sure that they are sold on him to be a number one, because your window is open right now and you'd have to have him be your number one at this point. Because right now it's the Ladd McConkey.
Yeah.
Who
hasn't played
LA.
A snap.
When I bring up a team like the Jets, they have Garrett Wilson that you could pair side by side. Denver is in a desperate situation because you're paying Cortland Sutton. I think he has the second highest salary on the team this year for the Denver Broncos, but nobody believes that he is that guy for Denver. And they need anybody that they can feasibly put in there, because you have Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin, Cortland Sutton. Nobody, that's not exciting anybody there.
Yeah.
New England also desperate to just get somebody that Drake May can throw a football to, or Jacoby Brissett, whichever way they want to go, or however long they go with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback in New England. So I don't know if LA is quite there yet, and we'll see kind of how they feel about their receiver room, but Brandon Ayuk would be a decent fit there in LA. You have a quarterback. You will have a system where Greg Roman, he isn't a take a lot of shots over the top guy, because remember, it was Lamar Jackson can't throw the deep ball until Greg Roman left, and they did upgrade their receiver room. But he has worked with a, lack of a better term, depleted receiver room and won a lot of games before. So I don't know how high on their priority list a guy like Brandon Ayuk is, but it would be a great fit, and I'd love to see Herbert and Ayuk together. This text says, Ayuk wants to be paid like a top receiver, and he's just not. And I think what we don't know is what Brandon Ayuk can do when all of the attention isn't on McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have literally no idea. And you have a system with Kyle Shanahan where everything he does is feeding to the strengths of the playmakers in his offense. And so that will be a fascinating development as it kind of goes on, is to see where Brandon Ayuk is outside of the San Francisco bubble, because he has one of the great play callers in all of football on his side with Kyle Shanahan, and he has so many other weapons around him. How much attention was being paid to other guys? He is, again, I believe he is a very good wide receiver. Mm-hmm. You're not paying him like a Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson or any of those guys that are out there, right, though, because those are the bona fide, legit number ones, and we have a known right there. This text says, not like for like, but I see Ayuk going the way of Greg Jennings if he leaves the 49ers. Success based on the system and the talent around him. He could be good two or three anywhere, but it won't amount to his past success. Mm. I don't know. I mean, I think he is better than Greg Jennings because he is more explosive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not, I'm not going to the point where I'm paying Brandon Ayuk, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson money.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
He's just not there.
You're not that guy. And there's this guy who says Ayuk is a top receiver. He'd be Chargers' number one option. Of course he'd be the Chargers' number one option.
Yeah.
But are the Chargers winning a Super Bowl with him as your number one option, being paid like a number one? There is a difference between being the number one option on a team and being paid like a number one wide receiver in the NFL.
Exactly.
And I think that's where the kind of the line is being drawn there with Brandon Ayuk in my mind. And look, this will be a fascinating test to see kind of where he is in that pantheon, because if he gets his wish and he goes to Washington, he's not going to be in a barren wasteland stuck out on the outside, because I think we all forget that Terry McLaurin is still a Washington Commander, and he also attracts a couple of sets of eyes because mm-hmm. of his speed and his explosiveness. All right, 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. That's how you can be a part of the show. Please send us all the thoughts on the Vancouver Ford text line or in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1080amthefan, where we are streaming every single day. All right, we'll get back to more of that coming up a little bit later in the show, including a little bit of Kyle Shanahan stuff. Next hour, we have a home run derby brief recap because our worst day on the web, and it's not particularly close.
Yeah, no.
It was a brutal day, but we have answers. We have follow-ups for the worst day on the web. But where we start hour number two, is this the reason the grass is pretty damn green in Eugene? Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.